Fast. I'm your host. I'm your DJ. I'm on the ones and twos.
DJ Charles.
Yeah, me. Center mid today.
Are you playing center mid today? Yeah?
Center mid today.
Oh, okay. Controlling.
Them ones there. No Jorginho. No them ones there.
Yeah. Jorginho. I got a center mid player. You could have said Jorginho.
You see how them man there pull the strings though. Mm?
You could have said a Nedved, you know.
But Nedved is like,
You don't think you're a Nedved?
Nedved is like a
Seydorf.
He likes to take risks. Seydorf, yeah, I could do Seydorf.
Yeah,
Seydorf. Seydorf is underrated, you know.
Bro, underrated.
All action and technically brilliant, fam. The man, they're Dutch. They got tech.
You know, so mad. He can still play right now. Have you seen him right now?
Oh, in that Legends match.
Yeah.
That Legends match the other day. Seen some of his highlights.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Work. He's African, man. He's got that African in. The conditioning is 10-10, bro. A1 conditioning.
Trust.
I got Jengi right beside me. How you doing, my bro?
Yeah, we're good, man. We're live, local.
Mm.
Arsenal fans, man.
Don't worry, we'll get into
disappointing,
it.
Disappointing, but you move.
I got T in the background behind me, behind the camera. T, what are you telling me, my boy? 5'5" of excellence, you know. Mm?
Yo.
Yeah.
Nah, hey,
there it is.
You're saying your high is crazy again.
But for everybody that's listened to the podcast before, that understands, that knows the pattern, that knows the personnel that we have on this pod, you will know that all three of us today are Arsenal fans. There's no Liverpool representation. It's no Man United. It's not a thing like that. There's none of them, man. The ops ain't here today. Yeah.
Yeah.
Purely AFC today. Purely AFC. So we're going to have ourselves a little bit of an intervention. A little bit of a meeting, an end of year meeting, man. Because we got to discuss some things that have been going on with the Arsenal, with the Red and Whites this year. We'll start with the game today, guys.
Yeah, let's go, man. Get into it straight away.
Showcase feature on a Sunday afternoon: Liverpool 2, Arsenal 2 at Anfield. Yeah, man. Obviously, all the Newcastle Chelsea game that was played at 12:00. That one's out of the way.
Yeah, that was an early fixture.
Yeah, man. 12:00 on a Sunday. That's a bit. I mean, man aren't even ready for
Chelsea,
that.
People are still at church, bro.
Bro, man are still at church. If you're kicking ball on a Sunday, man have just blown the full-time whistle. Exactly. You're probably all in the showers and that. You're not even in the clubhouse afterwards getting...
Exactly.
Did you get me?
It's crazy.
You know them ones. Fam, man aren't even... Listen, the Oyinbos, they're not even preparing Sunday roast yet, fam. They ain't even began yet, fam.
Yeah. I was going to say, they ain't seasoned the chicken, but...
You understand?
They don't season the thing, so...
I know some spicy whites, though.
Is it?
I know some spicy whites that season their thing, you know.
We like those ones.
Come on, man. Them man that have been to one of our parties before. You know them ones. They've been to one of our weddings.
Jollof rice.
What's jollof rice? What is it? Was it rice and tomato? Is it
rice and tomato? Rice and tomato. Give me some rice and tomato.
Shout out to spicy whites, man. But yeah, bro. Liverpool obviously raced into an early lead.
Yeah.
Overwhelmed Arsenal. Looked like they had a lot more energy, a lot more legs in the first half. And yeah, 2 goals in about 87 seconds.
It was
went 2-0 up.
It kind of like it was looking treacherous. It was looking dark. It was looking like, yo, we're going to lose this game.
Cody Gakpo, 20th minute. Luis Diaz, 21st minute. Obviously, you know, off the back of losing in the Champions League and going out in the semi-finals to PSG.
Yeah, exactly.
The task of having to pick yourself up from that, go into Anfield. I know they're champions and maybe they might have taken their foot off the gas a little bit, but they are the champions. Going to Anfield, going 2-0 down within 20 minutes. Looking dark, man.
Dark, real dark. Even the guard of honour as well. Even more head loss. And then you're going
to 2-0. Did that hurt you, boys, the guard of honour that we had to give?
Yeah. I heard obviously it's a respect to, you know, something that they do in the Prem, but nah.
We saying to you what? You weren't feeling that one. You weren't feeling the guard of honour, nah?
I swear Chelsea gave him one.
Yeah, that I thought so too. I didn't know I had to do it twice.
Nah,
I guess maybe
to do it twice.
I guess maybe for home and away, innit? From their confirmed, the next game was Chelsea, and then obviously next time they go back to Anfield, I guess they got to have one as well.
I think is I don't know if I'm right yet, but I think is if you're second, you have to do it right. Is it a second if you're second place?
Nah, it's whoever like from
or
their,
plays
from,
the last home game
or basically. from their confirmed champions whoever they get in their next game
home game
has to do it.
Fair enough. I thought it was a second place because I saw that there was a time we done it for Man City one time.
I mean we did it for Liverpool when they won their title in lockdown.
Yeah.
We done that for them. And we were like eighth them times. Yeah. We were in the trenches.
Need to rearrange the fixtures. Make sure that we play them twice before.
So it's not us for me. Embarrassment.
Yeah, man. Just embarrassing us, like. Would you clap? Oh, you have to clap in your car.
Apparently, Lewis Skelly didn't clap.
Swear.
That's my, listen, I can't lie, I might have to get his shirt next year. That's my dog.
Hey, what, mind games, you like it?
He didn't clap, fam. He didn't clap.
I hear it, man. I hear it.
I think he's too focused, man. He woke up knowing he had to go and meet Salah today, fam. He was like, yeah, nah, I ain't letting myself get distracted by it. Yeah, trust me, man. I have to chief him up today. But yeah, man, I'm going to have to get his shirt tomorrow, man. Next season, man. Might have to give him the number 3 as well, still.
Yeah, because that number is crazy.
49 is cold, to be fair. And Arsenal fans, we sing about 49.
I think he should keep it.
Yeah. I actually think he should as well.
I know they're going to obviously push for him to get a lower number.
New fresh kit and that next year. Have you not seen the new kit, by the way?
Nah.
Have you seen some pictures in the new kit? It's looking back. Yeah. Looking...
Tell your guy I'm coming. I'm going to need all 3.
Yeah.
All 3?
Yep.
That's like 250, you know.
We'll see.
Oh, with your... Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah. I know a guy.
But I'm going to have to go to China and get a deep one. But nobody... No one would know.
What's the currency out there in China?
Is it yen?
It's yen still.
Yen.
Yeah.
No. Yen's Japanese, no.
Is yen Japanese?
Yeah.
Well, are you sure?
Racist.
I'm sure.
Damn. But yeah, man, I might have to get a fake one and just say, yeah, it's real. I know. Who's going to know?
They're not going to know. But yeah, going into halftime, obviously 2-0 down. Daunting prospect for Arsenal having to try to find their way back into the game. But somehow they did, man. Straight away, 46th, 47th minute in the second half. Trossard moves out over to the left. Martinelli comes inside. And then, yeah, that little switch around worked, man. Trossard 1v1 against Connor Bradley, the right back. Cuts inside. Drops it right on Martinelli's head and he's flicked it on into the bottom corner, man.
Yo, do you think... You see, with the Champions League here, I slightly feel like things should have started, you know, Trossard over Marino.
You think so?
Yeah, man. I don't know. I think, obviously, Marino was doing well. Obviously, previously, Real Madrid game done really well. But I just felt like he was up against too much that game. Maybe we might have needed someone to... I don't know, man. It's just a different dynamic, man.
I understand. I see where you're coming from. I'd have to... let me just go back and...
Say what?
And just have a look at PSG quickly.
But, yeah, man, I feel like... He probably would have given us something a bit different to just a different dynamic and something different for the defenders to come up against. Because Marino, yeah, don't even know, Marino's cold, but the type of player that he is, yeah, I don't know, he's weird, man. I just feel like we obviously needed a bit more anyway from everyone, but I feel like Trossard probably would have been a bit more of a handful for the defenders than Marino would have been.
Potentially. I guess that depends what you need from your front man.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd say probably we went with Marino, probably because momentum, because of Real Madrid.
Yeah, exactly.
And just probably because of his physical presence, man. The guy's 6'3", to be fair. So, probably would have been able to handle holding off the centre-backs maybe a little bit better than Trossard. But I get what you're saying. And Trossard, like recently, last couple games, he's actually been in some decent form, got an assist today.
Good, yeah.
So yeah, that was a good start to the second half for Arsenal, and then obviously Martin Odegaard decides that he can actually shoot.
Is it?
Decides that the left foot actually works. I can actually shoot. I can use this.
But
something that we've been asking for the whole season when he gets into certain positions.
Don't shoot in it.
Because he was doing it a lot this game as well, up until that point. I was like, yo, he's getting into nice positions, and then he just wants to do that extra cute.
Do you remember that picture of the pads, yeah? Where the pads have certain buttons on the pads. I think someone said walk up and was like R1 everywhere. And Robin was like maybe L2 or something. See his pad? X.
Bare X's and triangles.
Oh. Analogs. No circle. No square.
No circle.
No circle. No square.
Yeah, it's fully right, bro. Every time you're trying to get into a nice little possession, maybe on the edge of the box, he wants to do that. He wants to do the extra cute pass or the extra, like, the really high difficulty pass. Yeah. Maybe sometimes just let the shot off.
Yeah.
And he got into a little bit of a... He got into a nice position, edge of the box, which he did in the second half on the 70th minute. He let a shot off. Good save by Alisson. I think maybe, do you know what? I say good save, but I actually feel like he might or he should have been able to do a little bit more with it. But he's palmed it onto the post, and then Marino's there, striker's instincts, and then heads it into the opposite corner. So, and then that levels the game up.
So yeah, kind of like it's a good result coming off the back of defeat and crashing out of the Champions League. So
showed some character, showed some fight, at least.
To be fair, we showed some fight in the obviously or not to my Premier League, but we showed some fight in the PSG game, but just a bit too late.
Yeah, we will get onto that in a second as well. Last little bit of actually a couple more talking points in this game. Marino getting himself sent off. I think it got to a point where Arsenal were actually probably in the ascendancy. They were much better in the second half, and I feel like they could have maybe potentially got a winner if he'd stayed on the pitch. But then I think Marino and Partey throughout the game, not just in the second half, but throughout the game, I felt like they had a lot of trouble with the energy that Liverpool had and the legs that Liverpool had in midfield.
It's just running.
Compared to us. So I actually, I'm looking at both teams here, and I don't think that, like, player for player, Liverpool are, like, technically superior to us.
No.
I just think that they have a lot more energy and a lot more legs.
Definitely, 100%.
Throughout the 1 to 11 than us. There are certain areas in the pitch for us, especially when you see somebody like Declan Rice missing today.
Yeah.
Zero legs in midfield. Like, zero, like, no engine one, yeah, in midfield.
No one's covering ground.
You know, I don't look at somebody like Partey. I don't look at somebody like Marino, correct me if I'm wrong, and see engine from them. Do you understand?
No. Definitely not Partey. Partey is more of a, like, sit back, you know, break line passes, break play up and stuff like that. Connect the dots.
Yeah, tick it and control it, innit?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Marino is obviously tasked with sort of doing that Declan Rice role. And where you could say on in some parts, yeah, he got into some good positions. He had a shot before he scored in the first half where he could have got it on target again. And then obviously he scored the goal where you could say he's done well in that aspect. In the other aspect, in terms of like the defending and just having that kind of energy to sort of deal with what Liverpool are throwing at us, yeah, he struggled in that aspect. And yeah, unfortunately, he's just made a mistake and got himself sent off.
Yeah.
So yeah, that kind of left Arsenal on the back foot, sort of holding on, I'd say, for the last 10 minutes and then 5 minutes of added time as well. Trent came on in the second half, I want to say. Let me see what minute he came on.
That's a lot of booze.
Because I want to get you lot's thoughts or opinions on this. So Trent came on in the 67th minute, as it was 2-1 at the time. More time when he was touching the ball today, got greeted with some boos and some cheers. How are we feeling? How are we reacting to that? How we feel about that, boys?
I'm saying
the Liverpool fans as well, not the Arsenal fans, the Liverpool fans booing and sort of cascading at Trent.
Don't get me wrong, obviously, boyhood, you know, club, came from the academy, the dream story, won the league, you know what I'm saying, won Champions League and whatnot like that. Like, the story was growing in it. They wanted him to retire there, maybe be a legend. But bro, the boy's got his own dreams and aspirations. You know what I'm saying? If he wants to go further his development, or he feels like I want to play at the highest of highest.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be known for, like, you know, sound at the top of my game, then by all means, go and do so. But I think obviously the thing that's hurting him the most is the fact that he's going for free.
Yeah.
Which is hurting him. But then it's like, if I don't go for free, was anyone going to be prepared to pay, I don't know, release clause or pay that money for me? So it's like,
Trent's not your regular, he's not your regular fullback that you might pay our 20 or 30 mil for. He's a special kind of player, man. Where you're going to have to dig deep into the wallet for that one.
So I just feel like, I think out of respect, they shouldn't really be him, man. Obviously, he can be upset and everything, but come on, man. You can't really be. Bro, he's been at the club for a long time.
Yeah, man. I think fans, and this is true of all of us, we're fans to a fault. And I think we irrationally support our club sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So anybody that sort of goes against our club or decides that they want to move on, it hurts. Mm-hmm. And then,
because of the attachment, isn't it?
Right. And then people have you know, their ways of either dealing with that hurt or just dealing with it in general. So they might turn on the player. Some fans might understand that, okay, yeah, this is what he wants to do. He's done everything. He's won everything with us. And yeah, we're going to give him a good send-off and we're going to give him the send-off that he deserves. Some think that, yo, he's a traitor. He's a snake. He's a fucking rat. He's fucking leaving us. How can he fucking leave Liverpool? And yeah, do you get me?
That at the club,
do you understand? But hey, that's happened to Liverpool before. McManaman and that. He went to Real Madrid for free. I know a man like Michael Owen, gone to Real Madrid from Liverpool. So, you know, it's not a...
It's in the history of the club.
You understand? It's
in the history.
Embedded in the DNA of
it's embedded in the DNA
of the football club, of the culture. So with that 2-2 draw, obviously Liverpool are far and away in the league. They're obviously off on 50. They're 15 points clear of Arsenal, who are in second place. They go 2 points clear of Newcastle, who jumped into third, beating Chelsea 2-0 on 68 points. Newcastle on 66, with the two teams to play each other next showcase game.
No, that's
4:30 on Sunday.
That our next game is going to be, it's going to be vital still.
Serious.
Yeah, it's going to be viral.
Serious. I think it was so important that we got a draw today.
Yeah, because I remember we were saying earlier, we cannot lose. We actually couldn't afford to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't afford to lose.
I think from now to the end of the season, we can't afford to lose.
How many? Two games left, no?
Two games left. And the thing is, let's say in a situation where Arsenal and Newcastle, let's say we draw next week.
Yeah.
Man City are 3 points off us. Right?
One win.
Man City play who next game? They play Crystal Palace. Oh, they play FA Cup. So they got the FA Cup final. And then they got Bournemouth at home and Fulham away. For me, those are three games that are easily winnable for Man City. They're not in the greatest of form right now, but those are three games that could potentially...
I see.
You understand?
I would have said a couple of weeks ago, I would have said Bournemouth could probably beat them, but...
Maybe.
I know Bournemouth have been...
On a bit of a slide. A little bit of a slide.
So maybe that Fulham game, who knows?
But yeah, man, fingers crossed. The top four race is not over. Second place is not over and done with.
I keep hearing that we've got 6 Champions League spots now, though.
Oh, it's 6?
Is it 6 or 5?
5 confirmed.
Oh, but then the winner of Europa's...
I guess maybe 6. The winner of Man United and Tottenham in Europa League final.
So you do need to get the top 5 still.
Yeah, really, yeah, yeah.
Because it's going to be one of those two.
Yeah, yeah. Ah. And then sixth will obviously be Europa. Aston Villa are currently in 6th place right now on 63 points.
So how does it? So 6 and 7 is Europa, and then eight,
I think 6 and 7 is Europa.
The other joint.
Conference is 7th.
I was only one spot.
So Nottingham Forest in 7th, but remember Chelsea are in the final.
Oh yeah, for the Conference League, so they'll go
of
to
Conference
Europa.
League. But then they're in 5th place already, so they could just jump into Champions League and
yeah. So how's that gonna work then? Yeah.
Don't forget Liverpool won the Carabao Cup as well. So doesn't that mean someone else
Newcastle?
Oh, was it Newcastle?
Yeah, Newcastle. They beat them in the final, innit?
All right, but if they finish in the top 4, and they're ready in Champions League, doesn't that go to someone else?
Yeah, for real. There needs to be a V. You're right. This is.
I need someone to draw. I need someone to draw a chart.
Or someone needs to do an edit and just do like this.
I need to see a mad TikTok video.
Hey, that's actually a shot, you know. So someone should do a TikTok video now and how, like, because that would be a very entertaining. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are a bit confused about what's going on.
For real. What are we thinking about? What are we thinking about Arsenal Newcastle next week? Let's do like a little preview. What are we thinking about that? Because Newcastle are a team that. They look like they have our number. We've played them 3 times this year. We haven't scored one goal.
They do. I think it'll be a tough game. I don't know.
And they're on fire right now. They just dispatched the Chelsea 2-0 as well.
Dispatched,
bro.
First class. No, is it first class delivery? No, next day delivery.
Next day delivery, bro.
Amazon Prime.
Even same day delivery.
Same day.
Even order it 10 a.m., get that 5 p.m.
Collection and that. Oh yeah, I can't lie. It's gonna be a tough game. I could see us winning though.
Potentially,
yeah. But it'd be a tough game.
I did see Trossard go off injured late on in this Liverpool game, so hopefully he's fit because he's definitely important to us. We're gonna need him. But yeah, man, I'm hoping that we can get something from this Newcastle game. We're at home, you know. Obviously, this is the only thing that we have to play for now is consolidating second place in the league. And yeah, I know Newcastle are good, and they're gonna give us similar problems to Liverpool, where they've got a lot of energy and they've got a lot of quality in midfield. And then obviously they've got that demon up top that Saliba shook off. So
yeah, for real.
Yeah, we're gonna need Saka, Martinelli, Trossard going the other way to really step up and perform for us, man. I'm hoping we can get something from that game. And I'm hoping that Bournemouth can do us a favour against Man City as well.
Yeah.
What do you think about Carragher saying that Saliba looks like a different player without Gabriel next to him?
Definitely does, though.
What do you reckon, Jengi?
I think he does. As in, he doesn't. Do you think he looks more commanding, or does he look exposable? Is that what you're saying?
What do you reckon, T?
No, I needed to listen to the rest of the clip, to be honest. I just started listening to it, but
oh.
I think it's just interesting, really, that that they're saying that now. I mean, we've been saying Gabriel's the guy for time. Not the guy, sorry.
But yeah.
But he's also just as important as Saliba is to the back line.
Yeah.
What do you think about his statement, though, T? What would your opinion be on it? I have an opinion.
I don't know if I'd go as far as to say, like, oh, yeah, like, you know, he looks completely different. It's just chemistry, obviously.
Yeah.
That's obviously going to help and have an effect. But, I mean, it definitely helps having Gabriel next to you, though. Just more experience, I guess.
Yeah. So I actually slightly agree with Carragher a little bit. I wouldn't necessarily say different player, but it's definitely a different role that Saliba has to take on. Yeah. I was speaking to one of my boys who plays like step eight or something. He's one of my colleagues at work, and he's a centre back.
Yeah.
So I was telling him, like, because he kind of knows, as a centre back, you've always got the two of them there, right? And you've always got one that does a lot of the talking and one that is just there jugging, doing the action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For me, Gabriel is the talker. He's the vocal one. You can see it when you watch it on TV at the game, when you're like, you can see it.
Makes your game easier because he might tell you when to press, when to engage, right? When to do this. Yeah, yeah.
And Saliba's the silent assassin. He's cool as ice. He's composed. He's jugging, but he don't really do a lot of talking, rare. Also, the fact that Gabriel is 27 and Saliba is 23, 24, he's the senior of the two. So not only is he senior in age and Saliba probably looks up to him in some aspect, Gabriel's also the vocal leader of our back line, I would say. So with Gabriel gone, Kivior stepping in, I think Saliba, as the better of the two centre-backs between him and Kivior, he's now having to learn how to develop that vocal part of his game and actually be the leader of the two centre-backs.
Yeah.
Whereas before, when Gabriel was there, he's just fine, just jugging and doing his thing and looking great and everybody loves him. So this is I'd say long-term is good for Saliba, for his development as a centre-back, as a footballer. So I wouldn't necessarily say he's a different player, like Carragher's saying, but it's definitely a different role that he's got now that Gabriel's not there. And I actually think it's good for him. And it's like, yeah, he's been making a couple mistakes and whatnot, and there are a little bit of teething problems, but he's young. Like I was saying, I expect a centre-back who's young to make mistakes, you know what I mean? So it's not like he's stinking up the joint either, to be honest.
Mm.
So yeah, man, that'd be it. Let me fly through the rest of the league games going on this weekend. Let me start with the games today, actually. Yeah. So obviously, as aforementioned, Newcastle hosted Chelsea at St. James's Park. Got them out of there. Got them out of there quickly.
Get them out of there.
Yeah. Tonali scored on 2 minutes straight away. Nicholas Jackson with a red card on 35 minutes. Did you lot see that?
Nicholas Jackson.
You lot see the viciousness.
I am for real.
Yeah. You might have to sign Nicholas Jackson off of UFC or something, you know. That one's looking trust me. Yeah.
He weren't even looking at that.
Dana White, gonna have to sign him up for that.
What, is there context to that? Like, why? Or was he just...
I don't know.
So, ball's in the air. He's had a look at where his centre-back is.
Just elbowed him, literally.
And he's put his elbow up, moved it into him. I wouldn't necessarily say he's done it where, like, he's tried to shield the ball. I feel like he's tried to
you know,
to get me.
Them smart ones, like, oh, let me just leave a little bit on you.
And just throw the ball like that.
Now
the
sent off.
The referee donut, because he gave him a yellow first. And then VAR said, nah, have a look at that.
Yeah, come back, bro.
So he's seen that. And bro, even if you slow it down, regardless of slowing it down, you could play that joint full pace. If you got a replay of that at full speed, you see how he just threw the ball there. That was vicious. So yeah, he deserves a red card. And he deserves that 3-match suspension. And
so,
yeah,
he might as well start booking his holidays.
Bro. You understand? Because that's his season done, bro. Season.
So wait, another question there. I'm not too sure what the rules are in this. So let's say obviously he's been sent off now. So
yeah.
So he's going to miss the next three games. But obviously there's only two left. Would he miss the first game of the season?
I think there's a chance, you know. I think there's a chance that that might stand and he might miss the first game of next season.
Headless.
But they're not... Anyways, obviously, bro, and obviously with Chelsea, Nottingham Forest are 7th on 62 points. Chelsea are 5th on 63. There's 1 point in it and your number 9 is gone now for the rest of the season.
Perilous times.
You're gonna need.
I'm not gonna lie. That top five race. Yeah, is techie, you know.
Fam, literally.
Arsenal, a lot of teams are.
Arsenal in second, 68. Nottingham Forest in 7th, 62. There's 6 points between five teams. With two games to go.
Yes, this is.
Yay.
Listen, everyone has to win.
Honestly, so for Chelsea, that's a big blow. Obviously, losing to Newcastle, they had the chance to go third. Newcastle take that chance, and then you lose your number 9 for the rest of the season. Big blow. Big blow. Who else was playing? Man United.
Hey, listen, you see these... Man United right now, yeah? Shocking. Where are they just above... Who's just above relegation? Is it them or Tottenham? I believe it's Man United, no?
They're together. Look at them. 16th and 17th in the league.
Listen, at the start of this season, you would have never told me that, yeah, Man United and Tottenham would be just above relegation. That is wild. And I think because it's so wild, yeah, there's not a lot of... Why is it not getting light? Like, why is it not getting light? Like, why are people not... You know what I mean? Like,
it's what I'm saying, man.
Dragging them. Because if it was Arsenal...
Bro... Oh, if Arsenal was 16th, oh my god,
at the end of it,
oh my god, I might go into depression. Not gonna lie,
for real,
it'll be a madness. I might have to just quit football for time.
Fam, you know what I find interesting?
Go on.
Like, I think you might get onto this later, but this Europa final,
I was literally about to say, boys.
Oh yeah, go on.
Because let me go into it, because Crystal Palace have now beat Tottenham, same score as West Ham beat Man United, right? 2-0. Eze with both goals. Eze warm this year. Fantastic season from Eze this year. Mm-hmm. And maybe have a look for him in the summer, because there's potential that he might make a big move.
I wonder where he will go.
Either that or Crystal Palace tie him down on a death row contract like they did Wilfred Zaha. Now, Man United and Tottenham, two teams in question. What would I say to you, yeah, if this was the Europa League final, mm-hmm, and both of the two teams in the final haven't cracked 40 points in their league?
Crazy. That's bad, man.
They haven't cracked 40 points.
And the fact that one of them is going to win it is even more annoying, because...
With two games to go.
I don't know which banter I can take. But I think, like we said on radio, Tottenham, I'd rather take the Tottenham one. I'd rather Tottenham win Europa than Man United.
Question for you, T. Out of these two, Man United and Tottenham, who would you rather see win the Europa League?
I'm not watching the game.
Shame my hand. Because I can't lie.
I'm not watching the game. Why do I care?
Just a fan of football, though.
You know, do I? Nope. Game. Not them two.
That is the correct answer.
Nope. Don't care.
Do you know fair what? Enough. Because, you know, we are co-hosts of a podcast and we have a duty to...
I'm going
to
watch that game still.
I have to watch it, but I've never not wanted to watch a game more.
Yeah.
I've never not wanted to watch a game more, honestly.
I actually think it might be a high-scoring game, you know.
It could be a madness. It actually could be an amazing final.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it might as a game of goals.
Yeah, for real. Oh, man. Well, let's... Okay, let me...
Wait, hold on. So, sorry, let me just... I just wanted to say as well, like, I don't understand how just because they got Europa final... Bro, you're 17th and 16th. But they got corn for us. How's that? What's going on here? What's going on?
Tottenham and Man United fans, I don't want to hear Mish.
I understand what is going on. So what? And imagine they lose.
Mm.
Well, whoever loses is taking a...
Yeah.
But I think United probably takes the bigger one for me, because you lot ain't supposed to be there.
Fair enough.
It's a second-rate trophy.
Yeah.
Bro.
It's a second-rate trophy. And this year, the format is such that Champions League teams don't drop down into the Europa for the knockouts. So it's fully just mid, bro. It's just mid.
But I see the guys that Tottenham played in the semi-finals to get to the final. Glimt. Get the hell out of him.
Bodo Glimt.
Bro, Chelsea,
get out of here,
the
man.
Team Chelsea played.
Bro, Chelsea are playing in universities and that.
Remember,
Parks and...
Remember, you have to go, you know.
Yeah.
You have to go still. You have to go to one of them.
Have to go to one of them parks.
In the Conference League game.
One of them parks in Turkmenistan or something.
Them man, are like, Chelsea, yeah, I'm not going to lie. If Chelsea have to win, like, there's actually pressure on them. They have to win the Conference League final. I don't even know who they're playing in the final.
Real Betis. So Anthony and them man. Isco and them man.
Oh wait. Hold on a minute.
So that could be techie potentially.
That might be techie still.
I'm still expecting Chelsea to win, to be fair. And with Man United, with Tottenham, with them trying to banter us about our better season than that, you haven't cracked 40 points. Relax.
Yeah.
And you might have a happier ending to your season.
Yeah, because you're a trophy, yeah.
But your whole season, you lot have been Ray Charles in football. You lot have not been watching all of your games all the way throughout the season because you just don't want to deal with the fact that your team is so mid. So you can't be mid and depressed all season, have a happier ending, and then claim that your season was better than ours.
Because of a lie, man.
Fam, we're challenging for league titles. Cool, we fell off.
Yeah.
We're challenging at the elite end of the Champions League as well. Bro, the competition that you're trying to get into if you win this tournament. Like, don't... Listen, allow me with your mid.
For real. Man United and Tottenham.
Forest missed out on a big chance to go third as well. They drew 2-2. Desmond with Leicester City. Going back into Saturday, we got Fulham who went 1-0 up on Everton. But Everton turned it around, man. 3-1. I think that's a bad result for Fulham there.
Okay, can you tell me who scored, please? Did our guy score?
For Everton, Beto.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He scored the third goal.
Beto, gosh.
Mikolenko and Michael Keane.
Man, like Beto.
Yeah, man.
I said his transformation.
Come on, man. How many goals from Beto this year? Eight goals in the league.
Because I won't forget that performance. Yeah, I said, how the hell did this guy get a professional contract? Then it was like, I don't know. After our pod, the guy started pulling in performance. I was like, rah.
It's Moyes.
After the Moyes effect, I was like, rah.
Put his arm around him and said, listen, lad, you're a good lad. You're going to score lots of goals for us. Everyone's there. See what a manager can do for you.
Facts though.
Brentford went away to Ipswich. They went to Portman Road. 1-0 win there. So they've got an outside chance. No, they don't have a chance. Sorry, I've just punched the numbers. I've just done the maths quickly, and yeah, they have no chance. But eighth place for Brentford. That's a great finish if they stay there for the end of the season, man.
Yeah,
ahead of Brighton, ahead of Bournemouth, ahead of Fulham, ahead of Palace as well. So great stuff for Brentford.
Fam, do you know what makes it even more impressive?
Mm.
That we're talking about how difficult it is to stay up in the Premier League. And these men are probably, the last team to have done it, I guess.
Ciao, Brentford. Man.
Yeah, for real, yeah.
Ciao, Brentford.
I don't see them going down as well.
Brighton.
Anytime soon, anyway.
Brighton went away to Wolves, 1-2-0. Aston Villa beat Bournemouth, 1-0. Goal from Ollie Watkins as well. Becomes top scorer all time for Aston Villa in the Premier League.
Mm.
And Manchester City... Drop points.
0-0
with Southampton.
Southampton.
Southampton get 12 points in the league now, so they're not going to equal Derby's dismal record of 11 points in the Premier League.
That's crazy, man.
11 points. Even 12. Even 12 is bad.
12 is crazy. So that means, how many games did they win? 2-1?
I think they've had bare draws. I think they won like one game.
Oh my. That just shows you that Championship and the Premiership, there's levels.
And I'm worried for them three teams that are coming up, man. Obviously, look, Leeds, Burnley, they both got 100 points in the Championship. Excellent start, great football. Burnley, unbelievable defensively. Leeds, how many goals have Leeds got? Let me just quickly look how many goals they got.
I'm saying 75.
They got flipping 95 goals. But when you come up into the Prem, it could be peak, man. Could be peak.
95 goals.
A 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.
Okay, well, look, we've done the little Premier League roundup, but let's talk a couple talking points, man. The boys have raised some interesting ones to me, so let's get into this. Let's get into that first one, actually, that you were just mentioning now, T, about Ruben Diaz. So after Manchester City failed for 90 minutes to break down Southampton game, ended up drawing 0-0. Mm-hmm. Ruben Diaz was talking to one of the interviewers after the game and talking about how Southampton, they didn't want to play. They didn't want to come out. They didn't want to play. I can't lie. That's a typical excuse that I've heard, you know. I've heard that bears, bro. How many times have you heard that? Like, a team like Man City, do you understand? And the man didn't play. Bro, are you not playing the same game? Is it not football? You're not using the same ball.
Exactly. Can you not, like, figure out a method to penetrate the defence?
And I think that's exactly what Pep said afterwards as well. Pep was like, nah, I don't agree with that. Like, it's football, right? Like, there's no one way to play football. Do you understand? There's multiple ways that you can go about the game to try and get results and try and get points or whatever. It's up to us as the better team, as a team that has the ball more of the time, to break them.
Exactly.
So, Ruben Diaz, shut up, bro. Being childish and that. And then the next one now.
Do better.
What's my man's name? Evangelos Marinakis.
What name?
Businessman and former municipal councillor of Piraeus. City in Greece, innit? He's now the owner of Nottingham Forest. After the 2-2 game, the frustrating 2-2 game that they dropped with that Buonanotte equaliser late on.
Champions League.
Came running onto the pitch. Obviously, Nottingham Forest have had a good season, you know.
They've
been talking about Champions League rare.
Or second at one point.
Now they're getting to a point where, let me look at the last couple of games that they've played. Time.
But obviously, they've got Aina back.
They've got Aina back, which provide a little bit of stability at the back. But, bro, their last... Let me go through their last couple of games. So, they beat Man United 1-0. Mm-hmm. They lost 2-1 to Villa. Lost 1-0 to Everton. Beat Tottenham 2-1. Lost 2-0 to Brentford. Drew 1-1 with Palace. And now drew 2-2 with Leicester. These are like the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games.
Yeah. It's up and down.
3 losses and 2 draws. So, like, crunch time now and they're falling apart a little bit. Yeah. And maybe this game here, maybe this game, this draw against Leicester, which you probably thought that Nottingham Forest probably would have won at the start of play, was one of those ones where, yo, they could have jumped back into, let me just see, they would have been on 64 points. They could have jumped back into at least 5th place and properly got in contention for the Champions League, you know? But with that, they're now in 7th. And my man, the owner's running the pitch to have a fight with Nuno Espirito Santo. That's it, fam.
He crashed.
Fam, had a crash up, bro. Came on and started complaining, throwing his arms about and that.
Yeah, he's doing too much, man.
Nah, to be fair, I think he just knows how much it means, man. Winning champions, winning.
He's a fan.
Get back in.
He's a fan now, innit? So, you know what I'm saying? He's overreacting.
There's a time and a place, man. It's wrong PR. I just think it's wrong PR. Yeah, it looks bad for the club. Like,
you can't do that in the middle of the pitch on the centre, so exactly.
And then you're going to get a lot of media outlets going to say, oh, look, there's rift between manager and thing. They're not together.
You understand? You're giving the media.
That's ammo, you know?
Media like this.
So, oh, what that?
Rubbing their hands together. What's happening? Doing up Birdman. Doing up, okay.
Monday training.
It was Nottingham Forest at home.
Nottingham Forest were at home, yeah. City Ground.
Oh, then I can do what I like.
Oh,
you mean I own the club?
Oh,
I can do what I like.
Because you're the owner.
Yeah, I'll get on the owner. Yeah, I'll go in the pitch if I want to.
You can run down to the middle of the pitch and
bro,
sit in your booth, man. What's wrong with you? Sit in the box,
bro. Let me tell you what that insinuates here is that you're not allowing the manager to manage. So let's say he leaves now, yeah? Then everybody's going to be like, rah. But what if he comes on the pitch and says the same thing? He might come in the change room and start telling me what to do.
Why is that how my man's carrying on?
Why did he play this guy and be paying him so much money? Nah, come on, man.
Nah, I hear you.
I think it's just wrong PR. Maybe right method, but wrong PR. Maybe doing the change room, man. No cameras.
Yeah, for real. You got to do that one behind closed doors, man.
I said he came live on the pitch. You could have stats.
You understand?
Have you seen his build? You could have hurt his leg.
It's like, bro, you see if you're out, yeah? See if you got a gyal. See if you're
yeah.
You're not going to have a domestic on the mains with her.
Yeah, no.
More time. Yeah. Do you understand? You're going to wait till you lot get home.
And
hey, babe, listen, I don't like that.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
You understand?
Having an argument live on, people are just looking at you.
In the middle of the park, like, in the middle of the shopping centre. Nah, come on, man.
Get that one guy. Bro, is that you talk to your girl?
Miss, are you all right? Are you all right? Miss, fuck off, man. Leave her alone, man.
And now you've got an issue. them man are scary guys, you know. They get involved in scary guys.
Them man there are number nines. Yeah. Them man there will try to spring the offside trap. No, them man there, Inzaghi.
No, bro. Do you know who they are?
Mm.
What's his first name? can't remember his first name. Icardi.
Mario
Icardi, bro. That's who their men are, Mario Icardi. If you know
him. Have your babe tattooed on his arm and that. Do the research. Yeah, do the Googles.
Ref. Have a word. Red card. Banned from all sports.
But okay, boys, look, let's bring it back to Arsenal. This is an Arsenal episode, all right? We've done enough chatting about some of the other teams. Yeah, congratulations to everyone that won, got points this week. Yeah, whatever. We're talking about some Arsenal, innit? Boys, how we feel about the season, man? We're currently second. Lost 4 games in the league to Liverpool's 3, but 13 draws have been what have let us down this season, yeah?
Too much 15 draws.
15 points off Liverpool with 2 games to go. Obviously, injuries and suspensions, especially compared to the last few years, have been a lot. How are we feeling, man? How are we feeling? Champions League, obviously semi-final. Last year we were quarterfinals. This year, semi-finals. How are we feeling about this season if we were to sum it up, man?
I think it's disappointing season.
Mm-hmm.
Disheartening season. I think if I was to sum it up in one word, disheartening.
Okay.
I think Arsenal season, this season has been disheartening. Like, there was times when it was high, then it just... times and just low, just sucking your energy, man. Pause, but yeah,
I feel it, man. T, what do you reckon, man? How are you feeling about this season, bro?
For to sum it up,
I mean, yeah, probably disappointment. I wanted something heavy this season,
yeah, man.
And we didn't manage to do it, which is calm, but
he's on probation next season.
Oh, no, I hope you're bringing something heavy next season. Now you have to,
yeah, actually, has to bring something.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here if he's not bringing nothing?
I said this boy, bought Sterling. Respect to Sterling, but come on, bro. I bought Sterling, fam.
I mean, with hindsight, Sterling was a mistake.
Yeah.
But at the time, you probably thought, oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'll be real. At the time, I'll be so real. I thought, yeah, he might have a revive, but I don't know what I was thinking.
Now, to be fair, I don't think you were wrong. I think a lot of people were thinking, if we're talking about Sterling in particular,
yeah, just Sterling, that situation. In general, yeah.
I think a lot of people were thinking, okay,
possibly.
It's not necessarily like a Kvaratskhelia or like the best winger in the world or whatever, but Sterling is decent enough.
Proven, basically, yeah.
Do you understand? Prem proven him. It might have a little bit of different... It might be something, do you know what I mean?
But when I saw the wages that he's on, yeah, long...
E mental. But, do you guys think that... So, obviously, a lot of us were wanting either a Premier League or a Champions League this season. With Champions League... do you not think that might be a little bit
too much?
I don't want to say the word delusional because that word gets thrown around a lot.
No.
But do you not think that might have been a little bit too far fetched to expect Arsenal to win a Champions League, especially given that they've never won the competition before?
No, not really. Because, like, so you're saying you would like the way it would have to go is we probably have to win the Prem first and then win Champions League. Like, that order would make more sense. Like, Jokardis come at the back end and say, yeah, this season we won Champions League, but we finished third or something like that.
I think at the start of the season, people were like... I think at the start of the season, I think people actually did. I think people were like, they're not bothered about, oh, which one comes first.
Just get any.
One of the two.
Yeah, for real.
For me personally, I don't feel we have... We don't have the pedigree in Europe like that. I think personally, it'd be fair to ask whether we thought, on reflection, is that a little bit far-fetched for us to expect Champions League? We never won it with Wenger.
Yeah, it's true.
We only got to the final once with him as well.
We actually have to give ourselves props because, bro, who was... Obviously, it's not an excuse, but, bro, we had a depleted team, bro.
We
got to the semi-final.
This is where I'm saying. So, a lot of people...
We had a depleted...
When it comes to that, a lot of AFTV, a lot of the people that are super reactionary in this football space, choose to ignore context or choose to only select the context that suits their agenda.
Yeah.
If we're being real about the situation, especially compared to the last 2 years where we've been a competing team, things have been pretty smooth sailing, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like the injuries and suspensions that we've had have definitely become a factor in where we're at this season.
Yeah, but I feel like this season, what makes this a little bit different is we had those issues, but we kind of still managed to pull, some victories here and there. So, like the character has definitely been built.
Who do you credit more for that, the players or the manager?
It's both, innit? But I think it's both. It goes hand in hand. Obviously, the manager can, he can portray a certain thing. Okay, yeah, like, you guys got to play like this regardless of what's going on. Then the players also have to go out there and perform. End of the day, the manager's not the one that's on the pitch playing.
Yeah.
All he can do is instruct you and then you have to perform. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, say, well, obviously, Arsenal are going to end the season trophyless. Hopefully, they can get second place. If Arsenal were to not win a... if Arsenal were to not win a trophy or if Arsenal were to have a really, really bad start to next season, how would you feel about Mikel Arteta and how would you feel about his position as manager?
Can't lie, it'll be tough, man. I feel like there'll be a lot of eyes on him. Like I said, he will be on probation. His next season, he's on probation still. I can't even lie. Arteta, you're on probation next season, 6 months. Something needs to give.
I hear it.
Something needs to, and plus transfers. We need to get into transfers. Transfers. We need to buy players for next season.
Thank you very much, Cengi, because you just segued me into the next part fact. Into the next part of the conversation. Transfers, people. Now, Andrea Berta is the new sporting director of Arsenal Football Club, and he looks like he's getting business done.
Time.
He looks like he's jogging straight away.
Which I like.
Yeah. Obviously, some of the acquisitions that we've had over the past couple of windows have been down to Edu. Mm-hmm. And they might not have been, well, they clearly haven't have been to the satisfaction of a lot of the Arsenal fans. Mm-hmm. And they might not have contributed that well to the performances on the pitch or enough to win trophies. So hence, Edu is gone. Andrea Berta has come in now. And it looks like the first signing that he may have made is a deal done in principle for Martin Zubimendi.
Yeah, I see that one.
Central midfielder from Real Sociedad. How are we feeling about that, boys?
Obviously, I'm not going to lie, I haven't watched him per se, but going off like reports and stuff, there's some good stuff's been coming out from the reports. So hopefully he will get up and running.
Are they getting another one?
Let's talk about this one first.
No problem. I'm just saying, are they getting another one?
Are we getting, okay, but are we getting more?
You feel like we need another centre midfield?
More, sir?
Yeah, give me another option, innit?
Who's out there that you would have your eye on?
We have to get my man, the striker. I would like to get Isak, but
in midfield, right?
In midfield, so yeah, in midfield.
No, midfield. Yeah.
Work our way.
Oh. Winger.
Hey,
I could do with. I can't lie to you. I'll be real. I could see Lookman. I think Lookman could do a job.
No, but I think he's talking more centrally.
Are you talking more centrally?
Yeah, middle of the park. Because T's asking for another one. Oh. I said Zubimendi. He said, yeah, that's nice. Can I get
more? No, not like that. I just mean like another...
Can I get more?
Another player or do you mean another midfielder?
Yeah, another player, another midfielder. Jorginho's leaving now.
Jorginho looks like he's leaving. Partey, I feel like they might be extending his contract. But yeah, Jorginho's going to be leaving.
That Partey situation is a bit odd though, isn't it? Because I know a lot of off-field...
Yeah,
a lot of situations are filled, so I know they're monitoring that one.
Tijani Randers, Dutch centre mid from AC Milan.
What about De Jong?
Frankie De Jong.
Yep.
Is he available?
I think I'd prefer Zubimendi. De
Jong?
I'm not that sold on him.
Swear.
I think he's a really good player, but sometimes I'm seeing him and I'm like, he might be a little bit... Even though this Zubimendi's small as well, so I don't know if either of them are.
De Jong is cold, man.
For the Prem, like you gotta carry a little bit of weight to you. Do you know what I mean? In the Prem, otherwise you're gonna get bullied in this league, man.
Nah, for real.
What about my man that plays for Madrid?
Who? Tchouameni.
Yeah.
Tchouameni. I mean, he's.
What, like a loan move?
Nah.
I think.
Oh, Perm. Well, he's not leaving Real Madrid. Come on, he's not leaving Real Madrid for us.
Is he playing?
I don't think the Real Madrid fans are all the way happy with Tchouameni. Yeah. I feel like him or Camavinga, I feel like one of them two are due to go.
Swear.
I don't think it's Camavinga though.
I don't think it's Camavinga.
I think maybe they might find a little bit more use for Camavinga because you can play him left back.
But I've seen Tchouameni play centre back.
Centre back as well, do you understand? So but I do think one of them might be due to go.
I think next season will be important for Real Madrid because I know Mama's not going to be there next season, isn't it? Ancelotti. So we'll probably be interested to see how they play those two players or how they fit in the squad. Yeah. Tchouameni, I won't mind. I think that's a low move, though. I don't think that's a perm.
He does. Yeah, well, you know, I feel like, do you want to come play? Come play. We'll start you every game. But I think...
Are you sure? Because we got number 8 and we got Rice in the midfield already, fam. And then we just bought this Zubimendi, fam. So who, what are we doing? What
pack playing? In the midfield, innit?
We're playing 5 centre mids.
Yeah, options, innit?
Strikers, painting.
Options, innit? But he does... Obviously, I haven't watched him bear like that. But from some of the clips that I've seen, he does look like he might be a little bit press resistant.
Zubimendi? Oh,
yeah.
He gives me Jorginho vibes.
Which is good, and he'll be active as well.
He's a bit younger, he's a bit more active. Mm. But yeah, he gives me Jorginho vibes. I've seen a stat where in terms of like line breaking passes, he's second in La Liga after Pedri. Which is quite good because I feel like with Arsenal, a lot of times
we do lack that, yeah.
We lack a little bit of creativity in central areas. I think we only really have Odegaard, and if Declan Rice isn't really making a driving run,
Partey's
a little bit too deep.
Yes, yeah.
Even though he can unlock with a pass or two, but I think we definitely need more of that in central areas, more creativity, more line splitting passes, especially for a team like us that like to keep the ball a lot. Now, Andrea Berta has also started Victor Gyökeres. I think out of all the strikers on the market, you know, there's been talk of Sesko, Isak, all these guys. But I think Gyökeres might be the one that we're zeroing in on. How are we feeling about that? How are we feeling about Victor Gyökeres?
His stats right now are off the charts.
What?
But it's not the Premier League in its ball. But if you're a striker and you've got a habit of scoring goals,
I think that could translate.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It should transpire to wherever you go, like you're still scoring goals. So hopefully that confidence comes with him back.
In the right team.
Yeah. But I feel like he can do well under Arsenal, I can't lie. But hopefully he does. Hopefully something that we can go for, because he's more available than going for Isak. But Isak would be my preferred striker to go for.
I agree. Victor Gyökeres, 32 matches played for Sporting Lisbon this year.
No, the goals are around 40, I could just tell you.
38 goals and 8 assists.
Or is the season done? They've still got a couple more games.
They just drew with Benfica, I think, to win the league. Yeah, they just drew with Benfica to win the league, and they've got one more game left. Crazy. One more game left.
No one went down to the wire as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they've got to play Benfica again in the cup final. On the 25th. But yeah, the league is...
Is it done? Not done yet?
They're both on 79 points.
Yeah.
One game left. Oh,
okay, yeah, it is going down to the wire. Yeah.
So yeah. Whoever would have won it would have won the league, but they drew. Sorry, my bad. But yeah, one game left. They're both on 79 points.
Mad.
And they both meet each other in a cup final in the week after the season finishes.
That cup final is going to be...
Someone's folding, bro.
What team?
Someone's folding.
100%.
You're going to go to Portugal, yeah? And watch that game.
Lisboa. Benfica. Hear me? I ain't been to Portugal, so you know, I'd like to cross that one off my list.
I mean, it's hard out there, man.
Hey, the girls are going to be playing their Champions League final in Lisbon.
Yeah.
Shame the boys couldn't do it. Hey.
Damn.
Juan Garcia, goalkeeper from Espanyol, I believe, a target that's been heavily linked with Arsenal.
Nope.
You're not feeling it?
Bro, why are we signing keepers?
Yeah, for real.
Why are we always signing keepers? Every season? Is this every season we sign a keeper now?
I mean, did you see what our number 2 did in that Giroud game in the Champions League?
Who's the number 2?
Neto.
Oh.
Did you see what he done?
Bro, so we're going to sign another keeper, is that what we're saying?
Fam, he was 30 yards from goal and he tried to save it.
Bro, I understand.
What's he doing?
Another keeper.
What's he doing outside? Outside his...
Are we going to sign another keeper after this as well?
Do you remember that goal?
I can't remember that goal, you know.
If I show you the goal, oh my God.
Bro, we might come on, man.
No, but I can't like... No, but for real, though, that shouldn't be a priority, though, man. We don't need a keeper, bro. We need midfielder, winger, striker.
Who else? Okay, so who else? So those are the three names.
Yeah.
Early doors.
Goalkeepers
that look like that look like legitimate targets. So Zubimendi looks like a deal's done in principle. Nothing's done officially yet because it's not June. Transfer window hasn't opened, but that one looks like it's getting patterned. Gyökeres, keeper Juan Garcia. Is there any other areas that we feel like we need to strengthen? I know you mentioned Lookman, so maybe a winger. Any ideas? See any names?
This will do well, Lookman. Well, he can. I feel like he can do well. Plus, he's got a point to prove. coming back to the Prem. So, African best player of the world. So,
bro, definitely wingers. Definitely wingers.
We need a wing, but we need a winger. We need a direct winger.
What about that that brother from Lyon?
Lyon? What, Shaqiri?
He's not even a...
I think he's more of a 10.
And plus...
I think he's more of a persona, 10. One.
He can't run in Arsenal.
Don't we need another 10?
We probably do, but we have a little Wanyeri in it.
Yeah. But I kind of... Shaqiri would be a very good back, but apparently the way he portrays himself, he wouldn't last in Arsenal. I don't think Arteta would like someone like that in the club. Like, you know them people like bad egg?
No word.
They're ballers, but bad egg. Like, both. Like, listen.
Them man that are cocky with it.
Yeah. He's too cold, though. I can't lie. He's beyond something else.
Can I ask where you man are with Martinelli?
Bro, if I say what I want to say, it's on my mind. Martinelli needs to get the hell out of my club. Did you see that thing? I don't know if you might have seen it. There's a video of somebody was saying what Martinelli does all game. He just does that thing he does.
Yeah, the little happy
that little, yeah, does. Bro, like, what are you doing?
But then again, he scored today and he worked tirelessly again today. Like, I was really impressed with the running and the effort, the defending that he does as well. So, I mean, look, if we're going to buy like a top winger, he's also going to have to defend, because if Martinelli's not great going forward, he jugs, bro. Like, he defends, bro.
He works hard. I you know what? Let me tell you that. Nah, we need to get...
But he's such a frustrating player, man.
Yeah, that's what it is. He's a frustrating player.
Because he really could be good, but to me, it doesn't look like he's developed from he came to us when he was 18. It doesn't look like he's developed as a football player.
Let's see.
This is the keeper, by the way. Look, first of all, where is he? A man tried to save it. Yeah, we need another keeper team. Is he drunk? Is he all right? Do you want the replay? Do you want that again?
They press triangle. They held triangle and a top two look.
Man was 25 yards out.
Family head. Someone held triangle too long on the pad and he came out and tried to dive.
But yeah, Martinelli, man. He's, I think for me, he doesn't beat his man enough. I think his pace gets him into good positions and promising situations a lot. And sometimes he might surprise us and he might score. He might put a cross in for someone. And yeah, like I rate the honest part of his game where he will do the hard running for 90 minutes. He will defend. He will double up with Lewis Skelly if Salah's going free. Do you understand? So I respect that about his game, and I respect that there's two sides to football. There's the attacking and the defending. Yeah. And you're invaluable if you work hard in both areas. But for him, that working hard going forward is not enough for me. I want someone who is class. Do you understand? I want someone who, like, I can look at Saka on the other side and I can think, yo, Saka's going to do something here. I want that from the other side. And it's not often enough that I get that feeling or get that kind of performance or output from Martinelli.
Maybe this guy, but I know he would be expensive. Is it Nico Jackson? No, Nico Williams.
Nico Williams from Bilbao. There's been talk about him. There's been talk about Rafael Leao as well from AC Milan.
You see Leao, yeah. I don't know where it is. There's something about him. Like, obviously, don't give him a baller, but I don't know, man. I just don't know. There's something about him. I just don't know.
Portuguese Rashford. Insane physical profile, but just not clinically like that. Not consistent like that. And doesn't really work all that hard from what I see.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to reach full potential, but he's got so much, like, so much promise, bro.
It could be such a baller. Yeah, on FIFA, he'd be bad.
Yeah, exactly. FIFA, what's that manager game that everyone plays?
Football manager.
Football manager.
He could be bad. If you tell him not to defend, just stay high and cheat.
Like, you've got so much promise, but I don't know. I just don't know about him. The thing about him is like, I just don't know, man. We'll see, innit?
You know the one thing with those two players, though?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of want a winger that's going to be like... that's going to take a man on. He's going to try and make his man sit down, like take him out of the game so he can literally attack that side. And I don't think we really... like, I like Saka's thing, like it's fine, but I really want to have a guy that's going to take a man on, like Ronaldinho, bruv. Olise's a good one. Do you know what I'm saying? He's going to come out, he's going to try to...
yeah, for real, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Step overs, you know, all of that. I'm trying to see that, man.
Excited. You want
to
be off your feet.
Bro, I'm trying to see that, man. Give me something, man.
Be entertained. No, I feel you.
Stay more, man.
Because, yeah. Martinelli and his happy feet thing, it gets embarrassing sometimes, man. It gets embarrassing a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. Still. Contract situations. It looks like Thomas Partey might be given a new deal. Also looks like Leandro Trossard might be rewarded with a new deal. How are we feeling about both of those boys?
No, I can't lie. Trossard deserved it. I'll be real, he deserved it.
I think so too. I'm in that camp. I know a lot of people that don't rate Trossard or don't like that he's been given a new deal or that prospect, but I actually rate him, man.
He's stepped up, man. He deserves it, man.
Sometimes I feel like he overplays sometimes or he overdoes things sometimes, but like he's actually on making stuff happen.
He's got that mentality
about him where he's on making stuff happen, and right foot, left foot he can use as well, so.
Well, shout out to both of them, man. Good contracts, but yeah, let me know when Saliba signs a new contract, man.
That's all
I want to know.
I hear it.
How long has he got left? A year, no?
2 years.
2 years.
Yep.
Because Real Madrid are sniffing.
Fam.
They'll
get him, though. I'll be so real.
Bro, that's...
Slag, man. He'll go, man.
That's absolutely fine, but you're paying.
Yeah, for real.
He ain't going for free.
How much you paying?
They're paying 100, bro.
100 M's.
They're paying 100. Minimum. They're paying 100. Have to. That's what, bro.
Harry Maguire's 80 mil. And I need 120 for my guy.
Man said Harry Maguire is the same as CR7.
If he's 80 mil, Saliba's 120.
Bro, what's our new... Who's the guy who's doing transfers now?
Andrea Berta.
Bro, I just told Saliba, listen, bro, if you want to go Madrid, that's calm. But sign this contract because you're not going for free. We will have no problems with you guys. If that's you, that's calm. But sign the contract.
Oh, we need that 120.
Bro, I need that money.
We need that so we can get
I
two centre backs.
That money.
Let's just have a conversation with him. Like, bro, all right, cool. If you're going to go, like, bro, that's calm. But I can't lie. Broski, you got to sign this.
Spend this thing, bro.
Like, nah, I don't want to sign it.
Fam. Nah, you're signing the contract. Signing, right?
Bro.
Firm.
Man, we'll just leave for free like Flint. Then.
That's what I'm saying.
We might do a contradicting thing. We might now start being like Liverpool fans, but like, start saying, again,
this is what I'm saying. Nah.
The thing is, though, I feel like we'd be more within our right because he ain't won nothing with us.
True.
You snake, fuck off, man.
Snake,
man.
We just got a glimpse of how you Liverpool fans feel. Okay, it's not easy.
That would hurt though. We put Saliba up there.
Yeah,
like, Saliba for me is top five. Like, I put him
centre
up
back
there
in the world. Yeah,
I think so. I put him up there, man.
So wait. So is Gabriel there then?
I think...
Or you rank Saliba more than Gabriel?
I think Saliba is better than Gabriel, but I think Gabriel's had an amazing season for us.
That Gabriel's more impactful in terms of, like, he can get goals and stuff like that, innit?
I don't think... Yeah, the aspects of their game really complement each other well, and I don't think Gabriel is far off Saliba.
Okay.
I feel like he's round the corner. Do you get me?
So, well, top five quickly, centre-backs.
I mean, I probably put...
he's number one.
I don't know about...
I don't even know. He's Dyke?
Yeah, I mean, I'd put Van Dijk up there. I'd put Bastoni from Inter Milan up there. I put Saliba up there.
What about Rudiger? Are you not feeling Rudiger like that?
He hasn't had a greater season, but I think I'd still... Off the last five seasons, I'd say I'd probably still put him up there.
Given the grist.
Yeah. And then you've got the next ones, like the Gabriels and that are just round the corner, man. Mm. So... Mm. Yeah, man, two top centre backs, and it would hurt to lose Saliba, man. It would hurt to lose one of them.
He will still.
Am I gonna have to burn that jersey if he does?
No.
You got Saliba jersey? Yeah?
Yeah. Had to.
Nah, that's an NBA thing, fam.
Do you mean they're burning Trent's shirt, bro? Yeah, they're burning his jersey.
That's a scouse and an NBA team,
bro. Can you imagine if the forward transfer were like NBA though? Just get you, boy. You
man, they're just moving crazy. So freely.
That is mad.
Nah, that would be head loss for me.
I said, they cut me.
That would be head loss.
Try to put your pin in the training door thing and it's not working. That's mad.
And then finally, boys, Champions League, man. I was there in Paris. I spent about 14 hours in Paris. I was in and out. I can confirm that Paris smells.
Yeah, it does, man. I don't know why. It stinks.
But it is a beautiful city.
Me and my
boy took advantage of the line bikes that were out there, and we were riding through a large part of the city. Where we landed was probably like southeast Paris, so we had to like ride over to southwest where
well, was it a day trip or did you guys stay over?
We was there for the day, bro. Yeah,
not even mad.
We took it there. It was there. It was like
so you went from morning to night.
It was like £60 return.
Fair enough.
I'll tell you what happened, yeah. So obviously we've landed at like 9. So we've landed about 9 a.m., yeah.
Yeah.
Like 9:30. So we're like, all right, cool. I think Jay, he lost his AirPod case.
Yeah.
So we had to go to the French Apple store to go and regulate and get him a new case. Yeah. So he done that and he was like, €90 down or whatever. Straight away. We went, we got like a late breakfast. We got like a lunch, whatever. I got some burger. I got like a burger and fries or whatever. We chilled. We had one, two drinks. And then we were just riding through Paris, man. We rode to the Eiffel Tower, rode along like this nice bridge, rode through the Champs-Élysées. And then rode over to where the Arsenal fan. We got word of.
I think I saw that on your. Where did you post?
Probably on my Insta.
Yeah, I think I saw your Insta story. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we got word of where the Arsenal fans were, the pub that they were at. So yeah, we went there, and then like an hour or two before kickoff, obviously Jay's got his ticket. I didn't get a ticket. Man are talking about, yo, two bags for a ticket. I'm like, yeah, nah, no thanks.
Two bags,
bro. I was in the toilet. Yeah, I was in the queue for the toilet. I made a joke. I said, listen, man, them, who's anyone selling tickets? I've got £200 with your name on it right now.
Yeah.
One of the guys said, yeah, you're gonna have to put another zero on that 200, mate. I said, yeah, mad. Another guy went, yeah, when I was in Paris in 06 for the final, man were offering me two, and this was like, what was that, 06, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Man were offering me two bags for a ticket then. So minimum two bags to have a conversation with anyone. Minimum, probably minimum like 1 point. Bro, I think somebody sold their ticket for 1-3. I think somebody sold a ticket for one. So, bro, so you have to have a grand to have a conversation with someone out there at them times. Champions League semi-final, second leg, innit?
Big game story.
It's a hot ticket. So yeah. Said,
yeah, mate, you're gonna have to add another zero to that, mate.
And then, bro, obviously after the game, kickoff over there was 9 o'clock.
What time did you go home? Game
finished like 11:15. Our We were meant to leave at 1 a.m. So from 11:30.
As in train.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I had to get a line, but I had to get a line bike across. So back from southwest France to southeast Paris, sorry.
That's peas already.
It was like an hour on the line bike. Solid. Bro, I'm right.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah, see the day trip. That's why I can't do the day.
I'm riding at the dead of night with on one hand with my phone, got maps on. Yeah, riding through the city, bro. Pew 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 pew. Fireworks, people shouting.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Flares. Pew 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 pew. Like it was lit throughout the city. But
I was aware of the moments that you can talk about, innit?
I was fuming though because I can't enjoy any of the litness. But yeah,
it's
man.
Like, your boy that done it was just you.
Yeah, yeah. Me and my boy. Shout out Jay, man. He actually, and yeah, I think he paid like $7 for his ticket or something like that. I'm like, bro, it's a hot, bro, Champions League semi-final? Hot ticket, man. Shit. But yeah, obviously, you know, going on to the game now, we lost 2-1 to PSG. I put it down to, because I think in that game, I think we were the better team in that game.
Yeah, I think even what's his name again, please? The manager for PSG.
Enrique.
Yeah, he mentioned that. He said that the best team they win. But I don't know if he's doing that. You know the
humble flex.
The Simbi 15.
Yeah. That's a humble flex.
But he did say, yeah, the best team didn't win.
I do think we performed better on the night. I just feel like we didn't have... Unfortunately, and I guess it comes down to transfers and acquisitions and stuff like that. Yeah. We just didn't have... Not necessarily a striker, but...
A vocal point.
Nah, we just didn't have the individual quality to be able to score a goal, to decide the game. Do you understand? And that doesn't necessarily have to be from the number nine.
Yeah.
Arsenal right now, all our fans, like we're all on this number nine thing heavy and I understand it. But for them lot, who scored? Hakimi and Fabian Ruiz. They didn't have a number nine. Do you understand? They played two games of us. They didn't have a number nine. They played Gonzalo Ramos, their number nine, for half an hour in the first game. So for me, it's not necessarily a nine thing. It's like we just didn't have that individual quality to decide a game at that moment. We don't have that enough in our team. Do you understand? Yeah. Mourinho showed little bits of it, but like he's playing out of position at the minute.
Like be like just some sort of magic,
right? We rely on Saka,
yeah, we do.
But it's not
like Saka a lot.
It's not enough. Do you understand? And I guess maybe also with the acquisitions, maybe it comes down to the injuries and the suspensions.
Because it would have been an interesting game to see if you had all our players, man.
If we had Jesus, if we had Havertz, do you get what I'm saying?
Jesus coming off, even if Jesus didn't start, but if he came off the bench, whoa.
If we had Gabriel at the back now, so I mean. unfortunate situation. I think it was great for us to be able to get there.
To the
and
semis.
Overall, as the team that finished third in the group stage, with the second best defensive record, to have the greatest, or not the greatest, but the largest away victory in Champions League history, beating PSV 7-1, to convincingly beat the reigning champions Real Madrid like that. And the only two teams that we've lost to in the whole Champions League are the two teams that are in the final. I don't think we've made a bad account of ourselves. I feel like we really gave it a really good look.
It's looking promising, but we definitely need to add some more.
100%. 100%.
Firepower so we can get going for next season. Hopefully, I know it's hard, but hopefully, touch wood, that when it comes to the crunch times, we have everyone available.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be like, okay, you can really joke now.
Because we just need to add just more, a little bit more quality.
Just a little bit more.
The base is strong. Defense is good. Just a little bit more quality going forward now. So I need them attacking transfers made.
Arteta, just give us a nice double, you know? Premier League, Champions League, you know what I'm saying? Christy, I'm good.
Imagine a double out of nowhere. Oh my God.
Champ. See what I'm saying? Now Arteta's got a 20-year contract, bro. He's got a lot. Honestly, from if Arteta wins a Prem or Champions League, he's set, bro.
Yeah, he's set. I like, he's not leaving for a minute.
All the Arteta out, all of that rare, AFTV will have to close, fam. Administration, everyone. Everyone hate Lee Gunner, everyone retire, everything gone.
But you know, it has to be Prem or Champ. It can't be an FA Cup team.
Yeah, FA Cup.
Nah, of course.
Like, we're over that.
Yeah, Prem or
Champ. We do that too much.
But if he wins Prem,
one of them big ones.
Okay, which one do you think will have more
Champions League?
You think so?
Champions League.
Than Premier?
We've never won it. Prem, we've got three of them. I've seen us win it.
But it's been a long time since we won Prem, though.
It's been a long time, and it's our bread
we've come close.
And it's our bread and butter, and it gives us a chance to tell all the ops, shut up. But Champions League?
Right, Champions League is a big,
Now I'm chatting different. Yeah?
Bro.
I'm chatting different.
Man's going to work him up.
Bob will be there, sat with us on the pod. I tell him, don't talk. You're not talking. It's only the Arsenal fans talking if we win the Champions League. Do you know what I'm saying?
Nah, hey, right.
Saka would be an absolute legend bringing that back.
I can't lie. All of them, whoever scores in the final, I'm getting their shirt. It could be Kivior, bro. I'm getting his shirt.
Depending on how Saka has, the season that we win Champions League, depending on how Saka's season goes, Ballon d'Or.
Hey.
Bro, he'd be up there if we won, to be fair.
If we won Charlie, he'd be up there. I think because he was injured for 3 months, I think that's what wouldn't win him it this year.
Yeah, of course.
But if we did win Champions League, he'd be in with a shout.
I think he's definitely top 10.
I think Rice
maybe even top 5. Would you put him top 5 maybe?
I think
definitely. I know for a fact he's definitely going to be top 10.
I think Saka and Rice will be
top 10.
I don't know. I'm not sure if both of them, but those two will be our two highest.
Yeah.
Those two will be our two highest, man. If Gabriel stayed fit,
Saliba might be there because of PR.
Yeah, I think Saliba might. I think he might be top 20 anyways.
Because of PR, but I don't even know who's going to be in Ballon d'Or.
I mean, that would be another question for another pod, man.
Yeah, for real.
That'd be another question for another pod.
We'll save that one.
I think maybe...
Yeah, Billy. Depending on how PSG win the league.
Ooh, yeah. I think
Champions League, sorry.
I think them either somebody from PSG or Barcelona, if you're going to press me for an answer now.
Okay.
But yeah, man, that's an Arsenal intervention. Last thing, guys. Season out of 10. Out of 10.
6.5.
I'm going to say 7.
Yeah, 7's about right.
I'm going to say 7.
Maybe 6.5.
The only reason why I say 6.5 is because a lot of people say 7. 7 is very, very neutral number. When someone asks you, how's your mental health? Say, I'm a 7. Everyone always says 7. It's hard to say. Yeah,
7 is just like the standard for good. Like
standard figure, isn't it? Yeah.
But yeah.
6.5.
I feel like it could have, honestly, literally, but for a couple of games, maybe these...
Could have been 8.
Maybe these PSG games, we could be talking about an 8 type of season. If we won the Champions League, we can finish 5th. I don't care.
Yeah, 10.
Be 10-10. But yeah, obviously, situations are how they are. We're out of the Champions League. And we just got to make sure that we finish 2nd in this league. Thank you, Liverpool, bro, for the Desmond today. Newcastle, we will see you next week, man.
You have to finish 2nd, bro. I can't lie. If you don't finish 2nd, I'm not coming. I'd really announced my absence.
That's the last bit of the season, man. The last bit of the season is this top four race, and we'll be back next week after Arsenal play Newcastle. And let me just have a look and see what other games are on as well, actually, while we're at it. Let me have a look.
Arsenal, don't come and embarrass us.
Premier League fixtures. Who we got? We got Chelsea, Man United. We got Aston Villa, Tottenham. Okay. And then we got Man City, Bournemouth. So, yeah, there's potential for these other teams to trip over each other. But let's make sure that we jug and do our thing. All right? Come on, man. This has been an Arsenal intervention. We have been Charles, Jengi, and T of the Bench Podcast. This is episode 161. We are over and out.
Benched, a 14HQ original. New episodes available every Monday on wherever you stream your podcasts, as well as exclusive content throughout the week.